Blog Talk Radio.
So out of the mercy of Allah and the law written in our nature, we call an individual into existence. And when that individual comes, I make no apologies for what I'm about to say.
Rough, rugged and real, you're on standstill. To obey your case, so let the man build. Words of rapture that you have to capture, and I just slap ya with a handful of literature. This dope, death, fresh, hype, choice, moved and poor. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition, you must be on freebase. Smoking or joking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking. Cause I got a stranglehold. You're still cold on parole for the role you stole. Rhymes that you yell out, but you did sell out. Crossed over, lost over here, now get the hell out. I'm not a pop star, rock and roller. I'm a rebel, blessed. Able to hold a mic like a hammer and drop grammar, treat a rapper like a wrestler and body slam them. Those who dispute get treated just like a prostitute. They get the boots and played like a flute, so just play mute. Don't even whisper, open your mouth to speak, and I'ma dish your ragtag and dog. Put you in the morgue because you're petty confetti and not ready to rock steady. In other words, you're half-stepping, tiptoeing, get going, because my weapon is not a 9, a newsie, or a shotgun. But when it come to hype rhymes, I got one, just like the album is still the same. Long live the cane, ain't a damn thing changed. I still get ill and kill at will and build the skill to fill your grill, so don't tell me you're real. We sample beats, you sue and try to fight us. Man, you'd still be home with arthritis. If we didn't revive and bring back alive old beats that we appreciated, you wouldn't survive. You'd be another memory to us. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So understand the way that I live, that's positive. And the message I got to give is a benefit for you and me. I'm talking about P-E-A-C-E, the chosen one that has turned the new leaf. I got gold teeth and they don't chew beef. No pork on my fork, strictly fish on my dish. They came falling victim, sucker you wish. I flow like water, slaughter, put you out of order. Florida, rappers are ragging and tagging and snagging and bragging to be on the bandwagon, but I'm the last dragon with the knack to attract the pack, so just get back. I'm young, gifted, and black. And just go with the flow, you know, in the place to be with my man Marley Marl, sending this out to Divine Force. Can't forget my main man Heavy D, and to my good brothers EPMD, and to my man IT over on the West Coast. Can't forget Kumo D, Busy B, MC Light, the Audio 2, I say peace.
Around the clock, 3 years ago, a St. Owens Queens.
Get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track. tracks, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Ayo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullish. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my seat is prosperous, and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smooth B will never bite. Bite.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for, cause you bitches, they never been cool. Writing testaments, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite universal shift. I'm in the groove, a celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu, more than 2 M's for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my thoughts grow sickly. I'm running out of space, ask Winnie, she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. Shit awake, the aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might make a lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for a chickaboo-ya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege, but I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Ay, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Ay, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Ay, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Bitch nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more.
I reminisce. Yeah. reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. Younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause a girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house.
Word?
Listen,
word?
Positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see.
Woo.
Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on a wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
But this man, the cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big loose fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect to when they reminisce over you.
Listen. To the funky song, as I rock on, and that word is gone, to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Roll Blue for 92. And we out.
Hello, everybody out there in the Pippi New Universe. Here we are, another Tuesday. This is Coast to Coast, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Royal Links. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, press that one to join us. I have my Royal Links on, Sincere. You got your Royal Links on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Special shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, for making it all happen. Anyone interested in purchasing energy bracelets or necklaces, contact author Larry Maddox, anyone in the Epiphany family, and remember, why be average when you can be raw? You heard? Baby, baby. Yeah, how you doing tonight, my brother?
Man, brother, I'm doing just learning a few things in life that I gotta adapt and really focus on. But you know, we here.
All right, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We always here. You know what I mean? We here, not to disappear. You know what I mean?
That part.
We everywhere.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what this is. What, so I'm saying, what? How do you feel? What do you think you have to do in this world to remain grounded and balanced when the scales of life are off?
That I just had this conversation with my partner named Andre, and he told me three things: patience, waiting, and divine intervention, and when God is ready. Because if everything we've done, meaning we got the credentials, we're in the right place at the right time, but it's still not connecting, then something is not ready. Something, if we got everything, everything is locked in, and it's still not, there's something holding us back. And if we got everything, to me, that's just divine intervention, or waiting for the right time and just being patient.
Yeah, and you know, divine timing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't let the darkness in this world, you know what I'm saying, dim our light. We got to keep shining, you know what I'm saying?
And people, that what you just said.
Life and light.
That's where people, they don't want to turn that light on to keep it on. And that's where people, and what the topic is, that's where people get lost and get off that ground zero, and they think, oh, I don't want to wait no more. Let me make this move, and not knowing if that's the right move or not. They just do it just because they didn't have no patience.
Well, you know, as a light worker myself, you know what I'm saying, and someone heavy into meditation and everything, you know, a lot of folks have to find their way, you know what I'm saying, to accept the gift of life and the gift of light that's within us, you know what I'm saying, the spirit, you know what I'm saying? The spirit protects the soul. The vessel protects the spirit, and the spirit protects the soul. You know what I mean? So
you got to know
your role and how everything is manifested and brought into fruition. You know what I'm saying? God didn't create us to just be walking around deaf, dumb, and blind. You know what I'm saying? You have to follow divine timing on everything.
Okay,
but
on top
everybody
of that, we got free will. Don't
yeah,
everything
right.
You just saying, people use that free will and turn it off.
Yeah, but you know, everybody must be given a chance, because we all start from the bottom and allow our vibrations to rise and elevate. We might be at a low vibration state, and then we get to a middle, and then we blossom and start shining very bright. We get that glow like the sun, you know what I mean? But also you can still illuminate when we have that moonlight, you know what I'm saying? So
the light from the moon has its own power. That's what got the farmers to work, you know, at a later night. That's what the slaves did. They used the light to work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, look, we everybody out here living in this world, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to always live and do the things that we need to do. You know what I'm saying? So we don't leave nobody behind. If we ain't leaving nobody behind, but if you want to be left behind, you know what I'm saying, that's on your time. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody put you there but yourself. You know what I'm saying?
True. Now, Nat Turner, I like what you're saying, but Nat Turner also said, for those who are not with me or against me, as far as moving what you just said towards that light and for a purpose.
That be true, too. You know, that be true, too. You know what I'm saying? Somebody,
sometimes
like somebody,
we get in our own way.
Well, in this excerpt, like, they might have took the shackles and chains off us, but at the same time, people might still feel like they have the shackles and chains on. Don't be in that mentality, Belt. You know what I mean? Always put rest.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It takes us to be who we are and progress. And don't think about, leave the past alone. The past is called the reason, you know, you pass by. You know what I'm saying? An entendre. You pass by. You know what I'm saying? The past is the past. You know what I'm saying? Stay in the present. Make your present your future. So when you go into the next day, it's a different way. Brand new day, brand new feeling. As I always say, let's get to it. Proceed with the proceedings. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Right.
So that's where we at. But you know what? We're going to get into these phone lines right now because we at the 9:30 mark right now. So I'm going to bring in this caller.
Let's go.
.445 area code, you in the building. What's up?
What's up, King?
La Pearl La Negra. How you doing?
La Pearl. Hola. Buenas noches.
Oh, hola. Buenas noches. ¿Cómo estás, usted?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Así, así.
Está bien.
Good to hear from you.
Good to be heard.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, I just tried to scribble something real quick for y'all tonight because I ain't have nothing written down, and I've been lacking, so I got a little something. But I love this question that you're asking. You know, the conversation that's taking place is amazing because a lot of people don't really know who they are. You know, and don't understand. But I'm a hush and let y'all ask me the question.
No, I mean,
right on time.
What do you think you have to do in this world to remain grounded and balanced when the scales of life are off? I mean, talk to the choir. You know what I'm saying? The audience is out there. Listen in, people, please.
Okay, so first thing that I do, and I stress this to people, I don't think I can stress it enough. First thing you need to do when your world is topsy-turvy and you can't catch your footing, you have to go inward and be kind to yourself. Let yourself know it's going to be all right. It's okay. And that'll balance you out. That'll help you to breathe. You have to breathe, okay? And breathe deep and easy. Okay, to bring that balance back to your system first. Your nervous system is the first thing to go, okay, because it responds first and foremost, all right? And then you sit back while you're breathing and you assess, you reassess everything that's going on, and you just start somewhere because obviously everything is imbalanced. So you just start where anything is not evened out for you, where it's not working out for you, and you go from there. That's it, and everything else will fall right in line. Once you align with yourself, then everything else will fall right in place. You know what they say, free your mind and your ass will follow. That's the exact same thing.
Hey, that's
good point there.
That's it. Food for thought.
People forget to care for themselves, and that's why they can't get what they need in life. Okay, we can always get what we want anywhere, but what we really, really, truly need, we need to nourish ourselves, nourish our souls, our spirits, and everything. And everything else you'll find will just fall right in line. Stop forgetting about yourself. You know how that little girl said, worry about your own self.
That part.
Okay, but she was fastened in the seatbelt, and Dad was like, you need some help. Worry about yourself.
No lies told there.
Okay.
Hey. That's what it's at. I'm like, so, LaPearl, I
works
know,
for me.
We know you have something special that you got to say. We know.
Oh, man, I'll try to write something. I'll try it. I don't even know how this is going to sound, but I'm going to try.
Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. And this is super, super short. They say release, heal, grow, and become. Release what weighs you down. Heal the damage. Grow in your new space and become what you want to be loved. I had to learn that some journeys are meant to be taken alone and that picking out shards of tiny shattered pieces of my heart blurred my vision and kept me missing what was necessary for me in love. But now that my healing is taking place, how do I keep from damaging love? Love in my heart just wants to free fall into happiness. The logic in my mind tells my eyes to look beyond everything that I feel. No matter how hard the battle is between, my heart always wins. That's that piece.
Bravo. As you said, the heart always wins.
It.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's true.
I love
thing.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you for that
Thank
beautiful
you.
Piece. Doesn't matter how short or long, as long as it's heartfelt and it's brought into existence. And that's what we appreciate here on Coast to Coast.
You.
You know what I mean? East side, west side. We here, baby.
You know how we doing it. All day, every day. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all too. Thank you so much.
So LaPearl, let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh man, I thought I was gonna skate on it. All right.
Nah,
no,
you
wasn't.
No, you're not skating. This ain't the winter season. Come on now. Take them skates off.
All right. So I'm going to start with every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. Z. Apple. Now, y'all know we play with the topic, you know. I think we might have a show tomorrow night. I'm not sure, but y'all just keep your ears to the ground and you'll find out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pens perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and relax and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. And it's so often. I might come up in King and Queen's Quarters and co-host with Epiphany's own King Atterbury. Okay. And some Mondays, depending on how the CEO of Epiphany feels, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Douglas, baby, I might come up in there and be 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Poet, Poetic, and Just Jay. All right. Mm. Back to you, gentlemen.
That's
a lot.
Up.
Thank
that's
you.
That's what's up. Yeah, we're very grateful. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so, you.
You
know, go back up in there, you know what I'm saying, chilling up in our, you know what I'm saying, our lounge. You know what I'm saying?
Coast-to-coast lounge.
There's a coast-to-coast lounge. There's a portal between each coast. So, you know, all you got to do is not tap on that door and just say, King.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because me and Sincere, we both kings. You know what I mean? So you'll be transported, you know what I'm saying, for
that's
the in-between.
I'm knocking right now. There you go.
That's right. You know what I mean? I definitely got a song
come on
for
in.
You. And we thank you for coming through, LaPearl. Baby.
Thank you, baby.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man, everybody, that was LaPearl of Negra, one half of the Divas. The Erotic Love Zone. Tune in on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Whew, there's always something special going on over there. But I got a song for her, you know what I mean, from Keith Murray. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Like that.
Vocabulary too. Cover hits in the disposition is all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get tripped on word is bold. I'm kicking rhymes since the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy.
deep in the back on the block and not selling crack. I come in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, black? With all that yakety yak. My order fat, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. Come on, in a moment, opponents are suspect. Caught up in the reach of the taste of rain and the text. Least I speak, my concept freaks. The itch me, sunsheets, funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, hoping, scoping, waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a 4 pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication, for the shaking meditation from the earthquake and shit that we be making. Never faking, I just down for my crown clown, taking the membrane of encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown, why is the same sound of bitch? But the most beautifulest thing in this world. Up both for me and sit your ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roam through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, help my heart. I come cleaner than J. Rule and damn it to amateur. Astronomical facial disorders occur. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. Stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to tomorrow. You're raving cuts, so it's a much chicken butt. But not to the fuck with toys they nuts. For eternity, through infinity, I internally get in here. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
Never ending, shing it to the slide. Slide, we love, say what. Never ending, shing it to the slide.
The streets say shoot it up, I think it pulled it up, dancing, pull a prancing, with no magic wand, like a bomb, no but black, a black leaf, sweet, Chiba Hawk, I, Cobra Kai, I'm John T, my Roscoe, no games die, levity, unwalkable threats on a nickel plate, dragon skate, all over the state, shake, while we speak, Bronx, ice, cross, silver skies, alley parkways, beamer streets, all over the stairways, Chiba
Chiba, Chiba, y'all, holy, he seeker, foxy taquita, like the tequila, armor ready, drop the convincer, penny heat armor, and Latin quarters do the La Bamba, flight of the shogun, eject. In a parachute trooper.
Black flames, masquerades, ladies in the dark with no heart. But came back to life when they heard the art. We launched them from start. Mars scars for these times. Slides, spies through the spot. Like diamonds on her china eyes. Off the land, airborne. Drawn on the sugar blast. Lower mass, acquitted Academy Award.
Yeah, banana splitting, casting over brown. Spanking the lever with skimmer. Welcome to Jigger. Cash here, looky, looky here. Velvet velour. Mix them together. Two sisters, menage a trois. The cats ball. Wear a marinade. Melting on ass. Hershey bar in the Sahara. In the walls and walking tall.
Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live.
First I cut it to the left, then I boogie to the right. Dig it, function in the palace. Stay with Mr. Midnight. Man the menu for murder. Be Saratoga Fahrenheit. Legacy Ruga on top. Task go for the sack. Then I party down with Foxy Brown around the canopy. Following me to Sunny Chiba. Only plead the jungle free. Now I'm pouring vodka on top of the diva. But I lay you on the dock while the submarine slide through. Yeah,
German choice. Liquor's poor leg. Every bone crush. Plush, very air sweet. Meat sway, sugar rush. I cut regularly. We rippers on the round up top ice. Only live life on an up and up.
In the rose night, peeling off they tights. Bitch, you by golly why, playing in my sights. Sipping sure you're right, my Sharia more through the corridor. Mixing on the floor where we contemplate. 5,000 steps, hit the brick house. Chip the raw hide, hidey, hidey, hide. Diamond crooks, hailing from coolie to hang them high.
So add the oregano, who would ever know? Lower underworld, panther walk. Respectable talk from a delegate. Who be selling it? Always blaming back at five. Never ending high, Illuminati's out. Lower paradise.
Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live. We live.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gotta throw some of that music in the air sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Let it enter the universe. How you think, my brother?
Man, the playlist is fire, man. Yeah, definitely music brings a different vibration so we all can groove to it. That's right on time.
Hey, hey, that's what's up. All right. Yo, how about, you know what I'm saying, we drop a little poetry on this here. You know what I mean? So
that sounds good.
I'll run right after you, my brother. You know what I mean? The mic is yours.
I used to be a magic machine, a musician, a magical thought, impure but inspired by hate, anger, and adultery, audited for return from my inventory by which I was being forced to rape your mind within a circle box. So I used to be a product of prostitution afternoon, day walking with my solar plasma gun, understanding that I didn't care about selling myself for a daily pleasure. You can see the prey off my filth, roaming around looking for an excuse to blast a proton blaster of misunderstanding so the negativity could come out of the bodies of the living who held a position to be known. I used to be Doc Strange. I'm called by Dr. Multiplying and doubling downtown between her thighs and her sugar drips. We call drops of sexual intentions of pleasure, forming a tie by demand. When she opened her circle box, we deemed fit to square away our hope for producing an antique. Vintage range from the second, I unzip my dragonfly, free flow, sometimes with a radiation glow of a leak in the rector core cylinders. To hear Noah's cry to redemption's rebirth, I'm still looking for the white mummy. Who am I to be judged a traitor? Who's into keeping up with training the next assault by Assassin's Creed? Black ops around each star system laws by universal common sense. Denied by powers of one who still needs to be heard. I used to be. That's that piece, sincere.
All right, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Hey, keep bringing it in the way you bring it in, brother. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I appreciate that, my brother. So that, hey, now yeah. That said, Dave, the mic is yours.
All right. Piece I titled Benevolent. Took away my hope, I'm just following my father's father. I'm walking deserted paths just to pick up lost souls. Having a heart to help others is a quest by itself. Even my uncle plays a role playing seeds that will sprout. Coming from a lineage of those that not pretended, the books were only written for remembrance when I'm gone. All poems could be interpreted as songs from Psalms. Praying up to God for light within my life. Direction of faith is broadcasted, vibrating high. Been seeing the lies disguised inside of truths. What do we do when confusion set in the world that's conflicted? Handling spiritual business, I'm taking a righteous stand. Acquire my dad's demeanor, checking society's problems. Reaching a point of understanding while searching crowded roads. Found hints to keys, unlocking unknown opportunities. Mentally, I'm journaling, taking notes to re-examine the happenings between all good, bad, and ugly. Became a light worker, producing a skill set, becoming mindful. And that's that piece, King.
Man, that's right on time, man. I like that.
Yeah, so it's a lot of things going on out here in this world. You know, one of the major things that I've seen with people battling different issues and everything like that,
right.
You know, you have to put yourself around like-minded people.
Of course.
Family, friends.
Yes, facts. Facts.
You know, family and friends. They might not be the good thing for you. You know what I mean? So you have to be selective out in this world. You know what I'm saying? For the cause and effect of upliftment. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say, oh, well, I'm going through this. Everybody's going through something. You know what I'm saying? We all still trying to figure it out. But at the same time, while we're trying to figure it out, we can bring things about. You know, so don't give up on yourself, you know what I'm saying? And never let anyone put you in that box that's just going to keep you locked into
stuck.
Whatever it is that is. You know?
Facts.
That's my perception. You know, we just got to keep the train moving.
A lot of people don't want to stay on that train. They want to get off because of free will. Free will, you know, got people thinking like, okay, let me give this person a chance. And everything we do is a life lesson. However, you still got to multiply to divide to come with that right sum. And everything you just said, true, may not be your family. It just might be just like what Pearl said. You got to look inside yourself.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, it's always people, places, and things. You know, that's forever it will be, always was, and never will decease until change is made on how we all, you know, become unified. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my thoughts. You know what I mean? That's how I move around.
You know, that's how, you know, most people should move around. You know, with common sense and a little, you know, thought behind it, because, you know, you got to think things through. You can't rush things. And that's how things get in back to that back topic of, you know, that despair.
No, but you know, we're not here to judge. We only here to assist, give a helping hand. Whether you want to take it or not, but we, you know, there's a lot of tribes out here. So, you know, a lot of times people have to just be like, yo, you know, I'm a rock with them, or I'm a rock with him, or I'm a rock with her. You know, it's the whole cause. You know what I'm saying? Got to bring back the, if you wasn't in the 70s or haven't seen the 70s, try to knock on that 70s door, because there was a lot of things going on and people was joining together for the cause.
Right. You still have people, you know, joining the cause, but a lot of them don't understand what the cause is. They just join just to be a part of something.
Because they become lost.
And then that's where, that's where most of them don't remain grounded or balanced, because they just join it as a joint, because that's what the end thing to do. Or you just mentioned tribes. You know, people don't, tribes is a family. So a lot of people, let me get with that family. And that family look kind of tight. They got something. Yeah, you got people like-minded with a purpose. And not everybody want to be obedient to that purpose and stay on course.
True facts. And it's becoming real bad out here, especially for our youth. And also for the grown folks. I mean,
now, is that due by choices, or is that the music they're listening to? Come on, King.
It could be by choice. They just lost their way, some people, and it's time to come back. As the reverend in the church say, come back home. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, to what you know. That's what I mean in that faction. Like, come back home to what you know and what is. Remember the lessons that the ancestors, the elders that brought to your attention. You know, people looking for the flaring glare, and somehow they lost their own air to breathe. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
So, you know, I ain't nobody's guru, but I'm saying I've been around the block. You know what I'm saying? I'm still walking amongst blocks and bringing myself into many tribes, you know what I'm saying, and like-minded people and beautiful
But, King, you learned a lesson. You learned a lesson with that by going to each other. You pick something from each tribe to mold into you who you are as an individual. Because if I'm going to be around you, I got to pick up something for me to maturate, you know, and grow. Because if I'm not growing with you, you're not going to have me around much longer.
Yeah, you either build or destroy. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of folks out here, you have to seek knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And bring forth power. You know what I mean?
But you got a lot of people who didn't go to school who could put that together, King.
Yeah, I know. You know, the equality and justice and refinement. You know what I mean? We have to look into better ways to live in this world. Look, the food prices is going up and everything. They're killing them out there.
Hey, King, I don't know if you read it, but true. But did you see that they are making meat at the laboratory? They're doing laboratory meat now. They are making meat in the laboratories now.
I've heard some things out there. I'm ready to go to vegetation state. You know what I'm saying? Be hooking up some peppers and mushrooms and, you know what I'm saying, some spaghetti squash and everything. I'm about to go back into my own thing a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, look, you can manifest it the way you want to and it comes into fruition and you're like, yo, all right, cool, I'm rocking with this. And then try to get something else going on. Leave that meat alone. You know what I mean?
That's facts.
But, you know, we all have to figure it out, man. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
But right now, we're going to go into station identification. You know what I mean? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Mine is here thing. All right, we're going to put everything on pause right now. And
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Yeah, I always love that joint. I just took my socks off. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna do a brief intermission. We're gonna go Philly Town right here, you know what I'm saying, where the boss man is from. And we're gonna get down with some Schoolie D. Word up.
The official adventures of
came for the way my DJ cut. nothing. Other MCs and you ain't say nothing. Locking on to the brink of dawn. I bet so when your time is gone. Down the avenue, turning on the face, sipping on some juice. Turn around, see the fly young lady, moving through the train with all my Mercedes. Fair fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than a honey, sugar, and spice. Told her my name was Scooby B, all about making that cash money. Said Scooby B, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I said, mama, mama, I tell you no lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some blue, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked up on my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was the whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fans came with making that green. People always came, what the hell is that mean? People, the people, we can't understand. I went home, boy, became the man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't saying nothing. You're rocking on to the break of dawn. I think so money, your time is gone. Saturday night, doing all the cheap, but I was feeling alright. Then my homie called me on the phone. And then she's gonna be calling on. Told me about this party on the south side. Count my prison, jumped the super ride. Got at the bar, count some black. Counting through the cheap and the one in the whack. Got through the place, and who did I see? A sucker ass nigga trying to sound like me. Put my prison up against your stand. I think the sucker ass tiger is the sweet he did. Four round across my educated mind says, man, Cooley D ain't doing no time. Grabbed a microphone and I started to talk. Stuck ass nigga, then he started to walk. Fans came with making that green. People always saying, what the hell does that mean? Fees for the people who can't understand. I won homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs and you ain't say nothing. Rockin' on to the break of dawn. Ain't cold money, your time is gone.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D, D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kicking Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah.
La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Your piece is la-di-da-di. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
What?
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say. Because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks, threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly, I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl from the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and Dexter in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled face, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Oh, man. You know, a lot of times I have to go back into that time capsule, you know what I'm saying, and bring forth what was back then, you know what I mean?
That was some real classic lyricist and lyrics that was thought-provoking, and today you don't hear that with these artists today.
Yeah,
so it's good to let them hear what real artists and what they call now legends. This is what they did. They thought the folks. You know what I mean? So they,
yeah, I might have been a DJ in my past. Like, who knows, man? But that's that New York in me, though. You know what I mean? It's not where you from, it's where you at. But I remember New York. I remember Harlem. So, but at the same time, I will go coast to coast with things. You know what I'm saying? So, either Philly, New York, you know what I'm saying, and go out there on the West Coast, you know what I mean, tap in, you know what I mean? So it's always a beautiful thing, always a beautiful vibe, man.
Always.
That's why I said, you know, what do you think you have to do in this world? Sometimes it could just be the music, you know what I mean, that take you there.
True.
You know what I mean? You just can't... just lay where you stay. You know what I'm saying? You just got to venture out a lot of times. But
some people get so comfortable. Hey, King, some people get comfortable. They want to expand. They just like the little box they in. They don't want to expand.
Yeah, that'd be true, too. That'd be true, too. But you know what? We're going to go into this next caller right now, and we're going to proceed back with the conversation. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go with 506.
Hey.
506, hello. Who we got on the air right now?
Lady A.
Hey, how you doing, Lady A?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
Lady
How are
A,
you?
Welcome.
Thank you. I really like that last song.
Yeah, that's the old 80s joint, you know what I'm saying? Doug Fresh and Slick Rick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to tap into certain energies and whatnot to bring things into where they need to be, even
yes.
in this era.
Yeah.
So, how you doing tonight? And, you know, the topic of discussion is, what do you think you have to do in this world to remain grounded and balanced when the scales of life are off?
Well, I think, and I was really fortunate to be able to do this for as long as I did, I think helping others keeps us grounded. When we get caught up, or the world gets caught up in whatever chaos that it's in, I think if we focus on somebody else, some other people, and help them in one way or another, I think that's how we can change things, and it's how we grow ourselves so that we're not so self-centered and focused that we lose sight of the world around us. And so helping others, to me, is what keeps me going.
I like that. I like that. That's so true. That's how we were able to move and progress the world, by helping each other. We got away from
it. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be something big. It can just be something small, but just so that you give of yourself.
Yeah.
For me?
I'm just saying, that's facts. But I'm saying, when you give yourself, you receive yourself at the same time. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I was just going to say, you know, every time I walked into the hospital, I felt so blessed that I was able to give back even a little bit each single day of my working years. And I am so grateful for that. And as a registered nurse, I was able to give back daily. And it was not to celebrate other people's sorrow, but to be able to make a little bit of a difference in their lives. I was so blessed to be able to do that. I respect
all the nurses, you know what I'm saying, that do what they do, you know, but here's my thing, lady. I don't know if you know that about me, but I'm a medication aide.
Okay.
But I'm also a person that learns hands-on.
Yep.
And this is not to sound conceit or nothing like that. I can do a lot of things that most of the nurses can do. You know what I mean? Probably even better than some of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. They say I can't give injections and stuff like that. It's certain things that med techs can't do. But I know how to do it because I learned at the nursing home before I went into assisted living how to do these things. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just play my position. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I respect the nurses because I stay in my lane. But when I go into my building to take care of my people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stay in my lane and everything like that. But, you know, it's all about the people and also the fair exchange. Because I've been around some nurses that even doing wound care, I do wound care too. You know what I mean? I've had to correct certain nurses and be like, you sure you don't want to wrap that a certain way? You know what I mean? Because, or do you want to do double work? You're supposed to work smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying? They give me a look, and I'm looking at them like, I'm just saying, if that come loose, I'm going to be calling you, you know, when I'm working on the floor.
I believe that because I've seen it myself with other RNs that they half-ass the job and not everybody's like that, but there's always somebody that kind of ruins the picture for the rest. But I've seen that myself, so I believe you there for sure, absolutely.
But that's why that's why I said about remaining grounded and balanced. You know, because the one thing is, don't ever think that you're better than somebody else. That's where I'm going
that's
with it. You know, I've been in nursing for 23 years. You know what I'm saying? Some nurses just came out of school like 3 years or whatever, and they think they know more than I do. Like I said, I've been around prime time seasoned nurses and learned a lot of things. So I sit back and just watch. And I'm like, you sure you don't want to do that a different way? Because not to check them or correct them, but I'm just saying, because if that comes loose or whatever, it can get infected or whatever. But I'm just saying, do you want me to call you and then you do double duty? You know what I mean? So
I did. We had vac dressings that we did, and there was one RN on our floor that didn't know how to do them. And so my manager said, can you go down and show
me?
I was the wound care specialist on our floor.
Like, you might have to check RN. Like, she might be just...
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
I did. She said, can you go down and show her how to do that dressing? And I said, sure. So I went down. And like you said, there's an attitude with some that don't accept anybody else showing them or telling them or helping them to learn something different or to learn it the right way. Anyway, I went down and I was trying to tell her and show her how to do this vac dressing, and she did it the way she wanted to do it. She did it wrong, completely wrong. And I took her aside outside, and I said, you know, that's going to come off. It's going to beep all weekend, and it's going to come off. And sure enough, it did. They had called me in to come and fix it.
But that's what I'm saying about the topic of discussion. You bring certain things into fruition where it needs to be. What do you think you have to do in this world to remain grounded and balanced when the scales of life are off? I mean, so that's
check the ego.
A lot of things.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's check
you
the ego.
You have to know what you know and do what you do. That's everything in life. You know what I mean? Push it to the limits and whatnot and just keep it pushing. Don't stay in a box where
you
feel like you're
not. You can't
not,
stay in a box. No matter what's happening to you, you have to keep growing. Absolutely.
That's
right.
Yeah.
You can't keep allowing yourself to be where you was. You know what I'm saying? The past is a past for a reason. Either you pass go and don't collect $200 on Monopoly, or it is what it is. So keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, lady, I know you got a poem for us tonight.
I do. And it speaks to that, actually. It's called We Are Registered Nurses, What Is Your Superpower?
Okay, well, let's
ooh,
hear
beautiful.
It. I mean, let's proceed with the
mic
proceed.
Is yours.
Thank you. Destiny was branded in my brain aged 5 when I came. Compassion, empathy grew, and RN I was to be, I knew. Called to duty so very young, my mission, my purpose unsung. People lay helpless, sick, afraid of illness, weak and anemic. We teach, explain, lend our strength, and fear they cannot feign. We comfort those whose lives are precariously lived until they die. Daily struggles, working short staff, we pull together and hone our craft, staying overtime if the next shift is short staffed. We cry, we laugh, and extra miles are often walked to sit with those deep in thought. Assessments made throughout our shifts and monitor for changes swift. Test results, x-rays, and scans, we make time to hold their hands. Compassion, kindness will soothe their souls and take time to console. We are the eyes and ears of doctors. They trust us with their orders. Midnight calls when patients fall and being told off for making the call. Nursing is not so glamorous, not so Grey's Anatomy, ER, or Nurse Jackie. It's hard work, physical labor, backs that bow and aching legs and swollen feet. It's stress. Upgrading skills is constant. Learning never ends. Adrenaline flows with a team on the floor, charting meds and dressings we dread. There isn't any place I'd rather be or any career I'd rather do. Andrea Wheaton, RN, real nurse. That's me. And peace.
All right, that's what's up, my man. We appreciate that piece, Lady A.
Bravo,
we appreciate
bravo,
you
bravo.
Coming through to, you know what I'm saying, the Epiphany's new show, Coast to Coast, with my co-host, you know what I'm saying, Sincere. And yours truly.
Congratulations on this new show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
thank
I want to say this. I don't think you get enough thank you. So thank you for being professional. Thank you for taking care of us out here. And we really appreciate
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Doubt.
And I feel almost guilty to receive those thanks because I absolutely love what I do and what I did for so long, and I feel that it was a blessing. Like you said, you give and you get it back, and it droves, and it just, I could tell you all kinds of things, and it's just was an amazing time. I had to retire a little bit early because I've had some major surgeries on my back and got rods in my back, blah, blah, blah. And that was, this kind of job doesn't help that sort of thing. But in any case, I loved what I did.
Well, you know.
I think if nurses have lost that passion, they need to get out because there's nothing more gratifying than helping somebody else. Thank you, guys.
Well, you know what? Much prayers.
Well, thank you, lady.
Love to you for what you do, and always believe there's always a stronghold in meditating and heavy prayers because God is always listening and He's going to bless you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you for coming through tonight and blessing the mic. And as we always say on Epiphany, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You're very welcome. All right. So, Brother Sincere, we're going to go
yes,
out.
Yes, sir, King.
We're going to go out. Now we're going over to the West Coast. I didn't forget you, brother. I know you probably like this. Yo, he rocking on like East Coast. I'm over here. Come on, brother.
Man, no, man. Look here, brother. East Coast, West Coast is the lounge. We teleport back and forth. It's good.
No, I know. I'm just messing, man. But we're going to go into a little Kendrick right now because that's my dog right there. You know what I mean? And then we're gonna spin the block. So we're going to go into this Kendrick Lamar doll.
I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away, I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down from me, yeah. I'ma die hard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. I'm afraid a little you relate, but not have faith. A little I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down from me. Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, what's up? Yeah, bro.
That's fire.
Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know you out over there. I know where you from, but I'm just saying I wanted to let you know that, yo, I'm still going to rep where you at. I mean, so.
No, I appreciate that, man. Way to drop that jewel on us.
Yeah, you know, I'm a diehard. I mean, like, yo, that's a nice, beautiful song, you know what I mean? So we right there. Yo, we're about to, like, spin the block. We're about to open up this phone call. Just call it right now. You already know. Yeah,
hey,
baby.
I'm still here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I really am. The poetry is beautiful. The music is bumping. It always takes me back. You know, when I hear the music play, most of it is old school, and it takes me back. First thing I remember is my bamboo earrings and my what's the name?
Wow.
I had my hair cut in layers, and my sunscreen, and I had my white Keds on and my pom-pom socks, yo. I remember it.
All straight classics.
LaPearl, we probably going to have to come up with a new name for King, right? You know what I'm saying? Like the Nostalgia King.
That's what's up. Maybe you should have just like an old school night. Like you playing nothing but old songs. Yeah.
Like bringing it back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just enjoy the music and the flavor, the essence of everything, and that's why I go through these songs, because it's a whole different vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people appreciate it, and it brings forth memories to them, you know what I mean? And that's why I go there with it, because we need that in this dark world right now. Like, yo, you don't remember this? Like, yo, this was like a time. I mean, like, but some people, they want to stay stuck in the box. Yeah, do you. UPS will be coming soon to pick you up and send you wherever you need to go.
Man, I'm walking. I done left that box on the porch, and I done went to another address.
No, I'm just saying, like, for the other people, you know what I'm saying? For us like-minded people, like, we right there, like, yo, that was my shit. So it's, like, more, like, upliftment. We just, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But some be like
absolutely.
This, like, they like in the cathedral choir up in the up in the Catholic joint. You know, in the regular church, you like this, just that. But in that other joint, they like, you like, huh? Is that where you at? Okay.
Yeah. Right, right.
So, you know, I just vibe off that. I vibe off the music and the tunes, the vibrations of it. And that's where I like to
yeah.
go. You know what I mean? You know,
absolutely.
So like I always say, everything ain't for everybody. But something
that's
is
right.
for somebody.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy for the platform. Doing this coast to coast with my brother here, Sincere. This East
I appreciate
West Coast.
It. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, look, as you always say, LaPearl, the maestro going to do what he's going to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right. Do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Make it do what it do, baby. You know what I mean? That's for real. And as author Larry Maddox would say,
baby.
You know, so, you know, big shout out to our CEO, Larry, author, Larry Maddox, you know what I'm saying, for making all of this happen. And we're going to continue to do what we do. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So, bro,
I
know you got something. I know you got something in the chamber. You a diva.
I got a little something out for you guys.
Right, well, we appreciate that.
Well, then, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so this is a prompt from the Get Down. And they started off with, pour rain into my cup so I can. And I took it from there. And me. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. I have space. Pour into me as I pour into you, and let our reasons for becoming more than just being overflow smoothly, beautifully, spiritually. Pour into me. I love your storm. Pour rain into my cup so I can show you life blooming again and again as we speak our understanding into this life. Then we can watch this world flourish. Let us continue to flow and spotlight your passion with sunlight through my rainforest, because in this storm, the spirit is fierce and I feel safe. You're beautiful without making a sound, yet speak in silence like clouds through subsiding winds and the calming of leaves on trees. Pour into me. I love your storm, and we are one in this dance. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. For there is no such thing as poetry which does not save. I'm your lyrical beauty. So pour rain into my cup. I can create poetry in you. And that's that piece.
Ooh, bravo.
Thank you. There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
I knew the diva
you.
Would come through and have something to say. Oh!
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming through when I, and you know, I'm speaking as king right now, but I'm just saying, I can't wait till Wednesday, so I go through my magical portal, you know what I'm saying, and come out as Lord, you know what I mean?
All right, Lord and Lord, let's
well,
go.
Saying, LaPro?
Yeah, Lord Atterbury be on top now.
Look.
Yo.
It's all good.
Almost,
what did
almost
say?
Repeated.
It's all good. It's all right.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah,
but
have
you know,
about this thing, yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'll be here since, like, saying, like, I'm like, be careful what you ask for. I mean, like, well, yes, my Lord, I'm like, yeah, okay. No, I go through these transformations, and when I don't know who I am. You know what I mean? I just vibe.
I
no,
feel you
they have a beautiful and wonderful show, and you know it's just great and wonderful to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Like word.
Well,
one time I had to hit them, I'm like, yo, can I sit another piece? Like, where I'm at? You know what I mean? Because I'm home and not at work, so I'm like, they were like, yo, we out here. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I enjoy their beautiful pieces, and I enjoy everything that they got going on. You know what I mean? So that's family. You know what I mean? Like, word. Shit, if I could do three or four pieces, I'd join right in. And when I like, they ain't got nothing to call us. I'll come through. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
That's a foul.
You know, that's what's good about having an alter ego. You go places where you don't really want to go on your regular shit, but, you know, it ain't a Jekyll and Hyde. It's just, you know, yeah. But they have a beautiful show, and I appreciate them so much.
Yes,
family
they
and
do.
Everything. Yeah, it's always much love, man. You know what I'm saying? I love stepping outside of my regular self and going there, and it's like, woo. I mean, like,
one of
those
type
things, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, LaPrell, we appreciate you coming back, spending a block with us, you know what I mean, and, hey, we here.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
So, Brother Sincere, you know what? Since, man, it's been going good tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, after LaPrell right now, we're going to go into this song right now for her. You know what I mean? We're going to conclude back to our thing. Here we go. That domino, sweet potato. Wow. Yo, I told you I'm going
West Coast.
Man.
West Coast, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this. I'm that guy, you're so fly. Gotta get a piece of that sweet potato pie. I'm that guy, you're so fly. I gotta get a piece.
Now the way up to date with the homies is straight. Picking up a buddy on that weight, my homie. Ever you wanna call it a piece to your crazy alcoholic, bro. Making the proper remedy, cause when I hit it, honey send demons. Say you won't whine, yeah, I guess that's fine. But high is the sky when you're talking about man. Now my pa got a friend named Gene. Got me all straight, now my tip won't thin. Now I'm through for the rest of the night, and that's to find a piece of pie, whether it's loose or tight. I look at here, look at here, I done found a chick. Yummy for the tea, jelly mix and a twist. Say that talk, cause I don't wanna be your man. Just need a little lipstick, do you understand? Thinking about what I'm gonna do today. 40 and my homies about 8. I thought about going to the movies, but ain't nothing like a bunch of proper fly hoochies. Dressed like a player, can't wear nothing less. So simple fly tee, even if it ain't yet. Drink a couple of shots, now I roll to the spot. Hotty straight, keep it, wanna know what I got. Well, 1, 2, 3, here comes the D. Look at that booty. Switches a gang of hip liquor. Do you get the picture? And so much love for your yells. And peace, love, and hoopsies so my love step pals. And I'ma stay fly. And keep me a piece of that sweet potato pie.
Now I need a kick that's proper white fly. So bring me on my
The fellas wanna have a barbecue tonight. I think it's soon about five. They say it's gonna happen any day they do. And this says it's gonna be live. So I'm gonna grab me a play or two. Cause ain't a damn thing changed. And now I'm proper when I admit. For me do I feel strange. So I'ma go down to the liquor store and find my friend Nadine. Straight home for the flyest pie. I'm breaking off a proper swing. And now it's time to mix and mix and look for the proper mix. And run a little game on the PYT and tell it to us something like this.
I'm on that stuff and I don't know why. Tell it kind of breaking and that's no lie. Now I need to check that proper white fly. So let me off a piece of that sweet potato pie. I'm on that. I'm all messed up and I don't know why. Tell I got a free day and that's no lie. Now I need a kick that's proper and fly. So break me off a piece of that sweet potato pie. I'm all messed up and I don't know why. Tell I got a free day and that's no lie. Now I need a kick that's proper and fly. So break me off a piece of that sweet potato pie. I'm all messed up and I don't know why. Tell I got a free day and that's no lie.
Captain, a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm a guy walking on these haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Then come, fill up that weight up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Than a bash house.
Top gun, I'm a Tom Cruise. Play for keeps and I don't lose. Any more than love, it's as cool as a breeze. So pick a poison, yeah, I got what you need. Nonchalant, got the green on rotation all night. We gon' keep it psychedelic like a
cap and a stem, catch a wave on us.
Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
A blue guy walking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Then come, give up and wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Wildin' on my haters. In my 23s, having a Jordan moment. Wildin' with the paper. Ice all on my chain, I'm a I just popped two up, you stayin' up. Hanging with the gang, that shit dangerous. I can fuck you with my chain, them shit tangled up. Yeah, come and catch your wave, take one out my cup. Yeah, damn the OG, damn the police. Wildin' in that V, moving up your street. When we on the creek, can't be dead to the beat. Ain't no day, ain't no night, make no plans, ain't no sleep.
Cap and a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
A blue guy walking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Then come, give up and wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. I was losing, but I'm better now. All games I've been repping up. At the bull like a matador.
Hey.
Right now I'm higher up than Canada.
Hey.
Oh. Cap and a stem, catch a
looking at me like it's dinner time. I know she's vegan, but she wants to stay tonight. And I smile like a saint, put a sinner's mind. Baby, roll it, lick it, let it blow your mind. Shots gonna take shots now. Conversation blowing left off, we in the clouds now. Laughing in the moments. First you put the work in till it works out. Work it out till it turns out. Yeah.
Bro, what's going on? How you feeling out here?
Man, I'm feeling fabulous. Man, this is right on time. I appreciate it. I'm ready to drop another jewel.
Go ahead. That's what we're here for. I was just about to say that to you. You going to drop something before I drop something? Go ahead. My brother, we here.
Man, that's what we're doing. It's called Depend. Depends on how much you want to do is how much you get done. Depending how much you move around without looking for an application for acceptance from your prospective audience. Death comes to us all under a pretense that we live out our true life purpose, purple rain. Can't decide if three of them are better than six-sided rectangular corpse. What do I do when wind I can't see wants to fly out to you and around me inside a doomed cactus? What lies are you doing for me that pays a part-time music play in 42nd Street musical forecast. Poor play in the 4X, a dime is two nickels, bucket around 10 pennies from hell. It depends. Sincere. That's that piece.
Yo, that's what's up. I mean, yo, we out here. Like I said,
yes,
coast
we are.
To coast, you know what I mean? We delivering. So I'm going to go into this piece before we even shoot out from, you know, the beautiful essence of the show tonight. I mean, this is called Pick Up the Bars.
Man, the mic is yours.
As I lift up the gate to create and demonstrate, I know most of them hate what I have on my plate. The places over here and there when I appear, I'm never geared to touch exhaling it prayers. No mystery to kiss me, Mother Nature raised me. Father Time, he played me positions, be crazy. Never one that's lazy, we all relax the peace of mind. Worry about yours, I'm out here trying to get mine. Bottom line, the universe watch what we be telling. There's no refund or exchange for what it's selling. So when I shut down and reboot my inner system, it was just an intermission. Now check my algorithm. Method of madness, focus on Buddhist monk. Discipline, listening, still carry that old spunk. Searching for a slam dunk, my height only 5'10". Late night, let him in. Please let him in. And that's that piece.
Man, that was right on time. I got to ask you a question. When you wrote that, what were you thinking?
Man, I only follow God's way. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
God brings forth the energy over the enemy. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. God brings forth the energy over the enemy. Because the enemy is always right there. You know what I mean? Oh, don't focus in on this. I don't focus in. I like to pay attention. That's the thing about it.
Ooh.
I like to pay attention.
I hope you guys are paying attention to what he just said. That went over some people's heads.
Look, it can go over their head. It can go over whatever. But I'm just saying, you have to pay attention out here in this world. Because it... You know, wouldn't it be dark out here? I feel like this. The world is changing every day. You know what I mean? You have to pay attention to all of that. No, you paying attention to the things that you don't need to pay attention to. You know what I mean? You get lost in the storm. No, you listening to him, her, whatsoever. You got to see shit for what it is. But don't overthink things. You know what I'm saying? Don't psychoanalyze it. You just got to be like, okay. So all of that is transitioning to this. Look at the news. I don't watch the news, but I'm just saying. I take care of my patients, and they be in there watching the news, and I'm just like, so you just have to be mindful of what's going on in the world. That's all it is. Be mindful. You know, when they report the news, there's things going on. But at the same time, hold yourself accountable of what you're taking in. I mean, so, you know, that's all it really is going on. So, what's going on out there on the West Coast? I mean, you over there, coast, we coast to coast, but what?
Man, look out here, man. Out here on the West Coast, everybody is so spread out, but yet it's so close that everybody's paying attention but not paying attention. And everybody's trying to gain that audience approval instead of just doing what you just said. It's a vibe. It's a transition of growing with everyday life.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to grow. And here in California, it's a trend. So everybody want to follow the trend. And nobody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to follow.
So my brother, where exactly are you at? So these folks can know, like, yo, you're reporting in from where you're at. It must be an hour. You don't know what's going on. You in Los Angeles, or you just
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in the heart of what is part of downtown Los Angeles, where it's growing. I'm part of LA Live. I'm part of Koreatown. I'm part of Hollywood, East Hollywood. So I'm in the mix, and I dwell in the entertainment industry. So I keep my ear to the ground to see, you know, what these cats are doing.
Right. So you know what? Back in 2019, I was hanging out there with my uncle. I met him for the first time. We're the same age and everything. He took me to the observatory. Now, like I told you, I met him for the first time. And I'm like, yo, dude, you need to slow down. We're going up this slope and everything. Like, I know we meeting each other the first time, but is this going to be the last time? Like, we both going to be out of here? Dude, even though I'm a month and a half older than you, but my dude, like, yo, you going up this slope. I'm looking at all that downfall right there. Like, he's like, yo, we good, yo. I'm like, you sure? Like, you know, but he was from New York. You know, Harlem and the Bronx, but I'm just saying, like, my dude, I'm looking at all that downslope, and I'm like, yo, be cool, brother. I mean, because it seems the way you're going uphill, like, that downhill right there is very dangerous.
Oh, man.
We was at the observatory. He took me up there.
Oh, so you was overlooking L.A., downtown L.A., Hollywood,
on the other side of the valley. Like,
oh,
he took me up in Hollywood. I got pictures, my dude. I was out there. You know what I mean? And people are like, I don't know if he was out there. I got pictures. I was out there. Ain't no Photoshop. I was out there. You know what I mean? but you know, I appreciated seeing everything out there. No, that was like I said, back in 2019. But I'm just like, I see what it is. He took me in different places and spaces. So,
yeah,
you know,
the beauty about the West Coast is so much to do here that as far as you get to pick and choose, not everybody in the same spot, because there's always something going on, and there's always so much to see, and you can't see everything. So
but
the Hollywood sign, the observatory, the Magic Castle, Then you got the beach. Nah, you got the whole.
Look, man, I got a cousin out there too. You know, he's family. You know what I mean? He's a, you know, I'm trying to remember what they call them. you get people pitch, you know, movie roles and all that.
Oh, yeah, he's an extra.
Nah. He's a,
nah.
What you call, he get people jobs and movies and all that type stuff and all that.
Oh, okay, so, he's a casting agent.
He's an agent. So, you know, I met him with him. I met Fabulous at the photo shoot and everything like that. And, you know, I just was like, yo, okay, that's a, like, so this is what's going on out here. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I just was, he took me over there to that beach, Venice Beach. We was walking and talking and everything like that. And I was just like, yo, this is something different. Like, I'm not used to the palm trees and all that. I'm fascinated by all that. You know what I mean? I'm over here on the west. You know what I mean? And then I went to Seattle after I left LA. I went to Seattle.
Okay.
I went and saw the school Bruce Lee and Quincy Jones went to. And I was just like, yo, I'm on the west coast. Like, yo, wow.
That's considered Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's just, like I said, you keep your skills balanced. No, a cousin on Facebook saw me and they was like, yo, cuz, you over here on the west coast, how about coming to Seattle? I was like, oh, okay. Because in my mind, I was like, yo, I never know where I might go back. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
When the next time I'm going to be out here? So I went out there, and, you know, I had a beautiful time. But like I said, it's all about being grounded and balanced. But you know what? It's all good. You know what I mean? But, you know,
right.
We're about to shoot off from this from this blog talk, and I'm about to throw this song in the air, man. But I love and appreciate you, bro, for doing this Coast to Coast show with me. You know what I mean? And we just been rocking it out, man.
Man, I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate your effort.
I appreciate your time, too, man. And we right here. I'm about to throw it in the air, man. Peace, love, and happiness to you, bro. And everybody out
Likewise.
There tuning in. Words.
One
so we
love,
out,
one
yo.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
started dissing, spitting in faces in public places. Rolex with wood cases, had you dipping for months. Made some dough, did some shows, now you're starting to front. Smoking blunts on the veranda with Amanda. She filling your head with he said, she said. Papa doing this, Papa doing that. But don't tell him I said it, cause my Jeep might get wetted. Forget it, go on, take her word like the Quran. Y'all stay friends, I stay in smoke-filled binges. I regret putting you on to forget. Honeysuckle sets, Vicky Secret pajama sets. You was the Reebok vandal, now you wear Chanel sandals. I made you, why would I play you? Think about it while the streets you roam. Is Dawn P's and Christie's and the place when you get home.
Oh, thank you. Have a good evening.